Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Meech, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Okay, all right. Don't be shy now.
Let me readjust my mic.
Yeah, get it together. Get close to that microphone, okay?
Get close to this charger. My phone's gonna die.
Oh, his phone okay. Is charging, y'all. But you know what it is. It's the Kickback with Kiki, the podcast, man. So excited to have one of my homies stop by who I have been friends with forever. And we just haven't had a time to like really sit back and chop it up on everything that has happened over these last couple years. But I had to get him in here because most recently he has popped off with his cooking. Chef Meechie is in the building.
Yes.
Hi, Meech.
Yes. How you doing, Makitha?
Oh my God, he gave my government name. That's why I hate bringing people real for real on here. My brother did the same thing. He said, "What's up, Pooh?" I'm like, "Pooh."
Which brother?
Lavelle, the oldest one.
I should have known.
Yeah. So now, Meech, it's been a minute. Like, you always been Chef Meech to me, even when you was, you know, flipping them birds up in KFC.
Even at KFC, I used to cook, but I never really knew how to cook. I just, you know, just did basically simple stuff, just made it through. And over the years, I just developed a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know. I guess I always had it, but I just never really go about it. I was just too cool. I just thought I had other plans in my life or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, next thing you know, like, all of a sudden, I just popped up out the blue and started cooking, like, really just out the blue.
I'm so proud of you, though.
Like, I always did little small stuff, but, like, it really, I don't know, I just really popped off with it. And everybody always just keeps saying they're proud of me. Like, it really shocks me how everybody is so proud of me, and I'm just like, I'm proud of myself also, but mm-hmm. I don't really see the excitement that everybody sees in me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just humble about it or whatever like mm-hmm. that, but
I mean, I think because we watch the growth, right? So we saw back in the day Meech, we saw the middle Meech, and now we see the grown man Meech with a career. And it's popping. Like, your food is, I've had a chance to taste it, is amazing, looks amazing.
Thank you.
And you seem to be, your clientele seems to be growing daily.
It really does grow daily. Sometimes I have good days, sometimes I have bad days, but that's what really keep me going. I can't really keep making excuses for myself, steady holding myself back. That's why every day I just try to go harder and harder. And then the last day that I went, if I didn't sell any food the day before, I'm going to try to sell twice as much as I sold the last mm-hmm. time. Well, I just keep it going, just new, fresh ideas. And I just try to do a lot of stuff that, like, no one is really doing. But it's still kind of simple stuff, like what you see with the pineapple bowls. It's pretty much Alfredo sauce in a pineapple bowl. It's pretty much simple, but, you know, like the mm-hmm. look of it, the presentation of it, the creativity. However I do it or however you want it done, you can get it. You know, you just let me know. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get that money.
Well, like, you went to school for this, right?
I took a 14-week culinary program. Yes, I did.
Yes.
It's through the Food Maker Chicago. Like,
what was that experience like?
It was a good experience because I was at a bad place. You know, I didn't make a documentary of it. The school, they did a documentary about the program, and I kind of made that, and I explained my situation in that story, but pretty much I just got into some trouble. You know, just doing stuff I ain't had no business doing, and it was just pretty much a wake-up call when I got in trouble, and that's what really made me decide to really push the cooking thing further than what I had plans for myself, because at first I was just, you know, making plays for my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, just trying to impress her, you know, mm-hmm. and it turned into something. People just like, man, how did you do that? How did you do this? Like, how much for that? I'll buy that. I'm like, you go buy my food? Like, I made this for my girl, you know, trying mm-hmm. to impress her or whatever. And like, I'll buy it or whatever. And that's what really started pushing me. So I just started sending pictures to my friends like, man, y'all like what this look like? And they'll give me their feedback. And Next thing you know, I just built confidence in myself and started posting my stuff online, and it just took off from there. People just started hitting me up, asking me how can they buy, and next thing you know, here we are.
So now with the school, the program, did they help you find a job right after graduation?
Yes, they did. They sent me to a 2-week culinary internship at a shelter site, social service site, or whatever you want to call it. But they pretty much set you up to where you want to go. They're in your best interest. So if you want to go to a catering business, they'll send you there. If you want to go to a restaurant, like wherever you want to go to further your career and be the best that you can be, they will help you get there. Like they'll offer you all type of incentives to complete the program. They'll make sure you get certifications, and they'll just make sure they teach you everything within 12 weeks on how to do basic stuff that you already know how to do, but the correct way, professional way.
If someone is listening right now and they want to get into that school or that program, where can they go?
You can go to Chicago Community Kitchens. That's the name of the culinary program. You can Google it. It's through the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which is the Food Bank of Chicago, where everyone gets their food from. If you're hungry or anything, you know, you can always contact them, and, you know, they'll direct you in the way that you can always Google Chicago Community Kitchens, and, you know, all the information is there. Whatever you need, they are there to help you. Because, like I explained in the documentary, it was a tough situation for me. Like I said, I got into some trouble, and, you know, my girlfriend, she gave me this paper, like, you know, since you like cooking, you should try this. You know, maybe you can get a career in that. So that's what she want to do. And, you know, like I said, I didn't have the confidence in myself. I'm like, I'm making food for you, you know. And she had the confidence in me, and just she had the confidence in herself to put the confidence in me, and that's what I love about her. So, you know, she got me to where I am and helped me get there. So,
Chef Meech, I love it. So, Meechie, I want these people to know your personality. You've been very buttoned up since we've been sitting here, and this is not the Meechie that I know, and I know you is not this damn buttoned up all the time. So, I'm going to ask you some random questions because the people really need to get to know you.
Okay.
Meechie Cool Fresh. We've been calling you that for years. Where did the name come from?
I used to have a hot top fade.
Oh, my God. And insert photo. I'm putting the photo up.
And I used to be a rapper. But, you know, just like with the rapping, I didn't have the confidence in myself. Everybody had the confidence in me, but I just never had the confidence in myself to really put myself out there like that.
That's so real, because for the longest, remember, I didn't have the confidence to really get on the radio.
Exactly, and it's like, here you are, yeah. You know, and here I am doing a podcast, and I never thought that I'd be doing a podcast with somebody like, man, like somebody really want to hear my story, hear my background or whatever like that. But like I say, I'm just so humble that I really don't see what everyone else sees in me. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm starting to see it. I got the confidence in myself to know that I can do whatever I put my mind to, because, like I said, I was in some trouble, and it was some trouble. I overcame that, and here I am today. Like, that really, you know, made me who I am today. That me getting in trouble, it always, you know, it always takes something to wake you up, and that woke me up, and like I say, here I am. I didn't really have the confidence to be a rapper, but I got the confidence to be a cook. So the way that I worked on my craft and being a rapper for trying to impress all my friends or whatever is the same way I'm putting the work into being a cook. So what everybody else saw in me rapping, they still seeing me cooking. So it's like, man, like you had a gift back then and you switched to this. Like whatever you do, you just seem to like you seem to amaze me. And I'm like, I don't know. I just got some great friends that always tell me great things about myself. So I really don't, like I keep saying, I'm humble. I really don't see it in myself, but everybody sees something in me. So, hey,
we've always said it though, like, Meech, you have always been a great cook. You have always been fly, like your swag is always just on another level. Like, I remember bringing you to the hood, and my hood friends would be like, yo, so dude with the high top, right? Like, where you get them shoes from? Where you get from? Like, your
everybody
swag
always
been...
talk about that, like when I had the high top, and I used to, that was back in the thrift store days, like everybody knew. You know,
but I feel like you was thrifting when it wasn't cool. Like, people weren't doing it as much back.
It really.
Just the swaggy kids.
Cool kids. That's where I really kind of got that from. They kind of kicked that off. You know, everybody, they set a trend. Shout out to the cool kids. Mm-hmm. You know, Mikey Rocks. So, you know, shout out to him. We went to the same high school. Pretty cool dude.
Now, when we, I don't really remember how we first met other than KFC, but like, do you remember our first interaction? Like, how we become friends?
I do not know. I just know we started at KFC. Me, you, Greg, Tiffany. I really don't know.
We just became cool and started coming to Eastgate
and I don't know.
Remember when we used to open up the restaurant history. And sing gospel songs? Yeah, we used to open up the KFC. We would open up, 2 hours early before opening time or an hour early?
It was 2.5 hours because that was 8 o'clock.
And we didn't open to 10:30. And me and Meech would be in there. He frying up the chicken. I'm making the mashed potatoes. We'd be in there singing gospel songs. We had so much fun back then, and it just really seemed like life was so much more simple back then. You know what I'm saying?
It really was. We didn't have really no cares in the world. We was teenagers.
Get our check. We go out to eat. We was doing something.
Well, I was only working on the weekends back then, part-time, but I was still bringing like $200. I thought I was rich every 2 weeks. I'm like, yes. I ain't got to ask my daddy enough for nothing. Get to buy my own stuff, do what I want to do. I was just, thought I was independent. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think I was independent. I kind of was. I was young. And then once I got a little bit older, you know, I learned, you know, got it together, figured it out like everybody else does, you know.
What did your time at KFC teach you? Because I know it taught me a lot. It taught me how to be a leader. It taught me how to be responsible. It taught me to follow my dreams, too, because I remember getting my internship offered to me and then getting offered to be like a store manager the same day. And I had to like tell, God bless Adrian, who gave me the job, but I had to tell him like, I'm chasing this radio dream. And he told me like, I'm telling you, you finna go work for free and be an intern. My son is an intern right now. Why would you go chase that dream when I'm offering you to put you in your own KFC? Like, So that taught me from that day forward, like, always follow
believe
your dreams.
In yourself.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. And look at him. He don't even work for KFC no more. He a realtor. He work for himself now.
Good for him. So. But, I mean, that was a real-life ultimatum that he gave me.
Yeah, like, how,
and
like,
at that time, he could not understand why I would want to go work for him. He was offering me.
Don't, like, you cannot let nobody hold you back. Follow your dreams. And that clown.
Stop. Okay, well, what was the craziest thing you experienced working there?
It was a lot of crazy stuff, but I learned a lot of stuff also, especially from Adrian, you know. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from him. He always taught me to be on time, and he always taught me that if I'm going to do something right, do it right the first time, because he's going to check, you know, and he's going to make me do it all over again. So he's like, and it happened a few times, and he just, like, one day he just like, why do we keep going through this? Like, you know, I'm going to come back and check, you know what I'm saying, and make sure whatever actually was done, and if it's not done the right way, you got to do it again. So why not just do it right the first time and get it over with? Mm-hmm. And that really taught me a lot. Like, a lot of stuff, I always think back to that saying, like, if you're going to do something, do it right the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, so you won't have to double back and do it again. What's the point of doing the
wasting
same thing
your
over
time
and
everybody else's?
So just do it right the first time. You do it right all the time and do it right the first time, it'll always be right. And that's how I am with cooking. You know, if a recipe tells you to measure something to the T, that's what you're supposed to do. Don't try to add nothing special in or whatever like that, because you would throw the whole thing off. And it really stuck with me, because if you're going to do something right, you know, always do it right. Never have do nothing, because you won't want nobody to have do nothing to you. So you just, it's, I don't know. I keep saying I don't know, but I really do know.
It's okay. So in life, right, we all have positive people or people in our lives who just inspire us to be better. And even in like your lane of cooking or your lane of music, who are some people that you look up to or that inspire you?
You.
Really?
Yes, I really look up to you and I inspire you. You know, I got a Kiki collection.
Oh my God.
Your card.
You do.
Yep. I got your first card.
My first business card, y'all.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
I got
crazy.
Some concert tickets.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So let me tell them the story.
Thank you, because I was about to.
Mm-hmm. Go. No, well, you tell it. Nah, you want to tell it?
No, nah, I want to hear your story.
I just remember you hitting me up or taking my my first business card. So when I first left KFC, literally I left KFC, came here intern, and then got a job here and never looked back. But I remember you taking my first ever business card from here when I was just a continuity coordinator, which is somebody who does like paperwork for commercials. And you sent me, you took a picture of it. And you was like, this is going to mean something one day. And you posted it on Facebook.
Yeah. I can't wait till the memory come back up now that we talking about it.
Yeah. And I remember you doing that. And I was like, wow, my friends really believe in me. And at that point, I didn't even believe in myself. I was just still shocked that I even finessed my way into this building.
Because it was just always just a hope and a dream. But I'm working at GCI. You used to always say that.
Yeah.
At least I would be like that was like your dreams. Like, that's all you talked about. Like, I'm going to be an intern for GCI. You just all had it planned out. Like first I'm going to be an internship. I'm going to be on air, yada, yada, yada.
Isn't it crazy?
And it all worked out. You know, everything has its loops and hoops and hurdles or whatever like that. But, you know, we all get through it, and it all takes time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And to see you stick with it and it really happen, it's like, you know, when we first heard you on the radio, it's like, man, like, she is really on the radio. Like, I know somebody that is on the radio. Like, it is crazy. And then, like, I started calling in. I'm, like, talking to you or whatever. Then you put me on the radio, and I'm like, this is really real. Like, Kiki is, like, really on air, like. It's just crazy, like, to see, like, what someone talked about. Like, you talked about it. You had a plan. You stuck with it. And look where you are now. You know, like, you went from one of the biggest companies in the world for the music radio or whatever like that. Like, iHeartMedia, they control everything. So, like, it's crazy. Like, you made it from, like, to GCI to iHeartMedia or radio or whatever like that. Like, you're, like, under a whole corporation, not just WGCI, like. Like, that was your plans, like, just becoming an on-air radio
and that's
personality.
Yes.
And now you're doing hosting events. Like, that really led to a lot of different stuff. And it's like, wow, like, Kiki is really, really out here doing it. Like, you followed your dreams, and it really happened for you. And I'm proud of you. That's why I say, like, that really inspired me. It inspires everybody, because I was there from the beginning. Like,
yeah.
I was there from when you was just talking about it. It was just something that we always talked about. I'm like, Kiki, she like really want to do this. At first, I just thought she was playing or whatever. Like, you know, everybody always have like crazy dreams or whatever,
right.
And we always think that they crazy, but it really wasn't, because like, if you put your mind to something, like, it could really happen, and like, you really made it happen, and people watched that, you know. And like, your first time on the radio, I remember everybody like just showed you so much love in the comments on everything you was posting. Like, people still do it from to today. You know, you really have a huge following and people that support you and stuff like that, and that's what really keep everyone going and what they need to and whatever they're doing with their life. So it's all about having support and good friends and stuff like that. And you know, if you got your mindset on what you want to do, it can really happen for you. So
it's crazy, because literally I remember after my first show ever on air, I was kind of like, okay, well, I'm done. So like, I did that. Like, that's really all I wanted out of life. And even now, people ask me, like, what's next? Like, I don't know, y'all. This
yeah, like,
was really
I'll be asking you that. You'd be like, I don't know. Like,
this was really it, though. Like,
because, like, you didn't know that you was going to be hosting events.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And that events might, that might turn into something else. And it's like, you never know. Like, you may have plans, but God might have other plans for you. And, you know, his plans are bigger than what you can even imagine. So,
yes.
Like I said, to see where you came from to where you are now, it's like, you really, like, had it all mapped out, and it really worked out for you. And everybody's like, what's next? Because everybody see, like, we saw what you can do, and it's like, okay, she did that. So what's next for her? You know, because we know she got, you know, she has obviously bigger plans, but it's like, oh, I just want to get on the radio. You know, like, I just want to get on the radio. I'm on
People
the radio
don't
now.
Believe
so.
Me when I, because everybody in my industry a lot of like the veterans and like their dreams are to be on TV and to be like, I they look at me crazy when I'm like, oh, I just really wanted to be like, what else have I felt like? That's really all I wanted to do. So like now I'm creating new dreams and new goals. But I am flattered that you, you know, say that and that you look at that as an inspiration. Cause really I got in this building and didn't even believe in myself, but you know,
and that's how it is with cooking. Everybody keep asking me like, you need to create a menu. You need to do this. Mm-hmm. You need to do that. And it's like, you know, I always say like, I don't have time and I really do have time. I just, you know, I just be wasting time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and before I became a cook, well, I've been a cook all my life, but before I really started taking it serious, I had to sit down. I was on house arrest for a year, so mm-hmm. I wasn't really able to move around. I still had a job or whatever. Thank God for that. I had a job. You know, I was working still full-time, but 5 days a week, they probably gave me like 30 minutes to get home after I got off of work, so dang. Some real crazy stuff. But, yeah, you know, I made it work. You know, my girlfriend, she made it work also. So by me being in the house all the time, I couldn't really do too much. I used to always have to send her to the store or have her get something to eat and, mm-hmm. you know, stay in Chicago. You know, Chicago is a great city, don't get me wrong, but, you know, things can happen anywhere, especially late at night. So I don't want to send her out at night or daytime. And she was pregnant at the time with my baby. So I'm like, I don't want to be sending my girl out there, you know, trying to get food for me. So I just started having her go to the store buying stuff, like a lot of different stuff. If I see a recipe, I just, you know, screenshot it and find out all the ingredients for it, send it to the store, have her get it, and then, you know, just make it. And that was, you know, to show my appreciation for her, just, you know, doing gourmet dinners and stuff like that, because I wasn't able to take her out being on house arrest. So it's like, how can I bring the restaurant to us?
Right, know? Right.
And by me being on house arrest, I didn't have nothing else to do but be at home all day researching. So I was able to, you know, do little stuff like that, and it turned into a career pretty much. It just, you know, trying to impress my girlfriend, because I put us in a bad situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, everybody has a wake-up call, and I was, you know, had doing stuff I had no business doing, trying to, you know, have one foot in, one foot out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't really do that when you're trying to live a good life. You know, you either got to live a good life or, you know, go down that road. So it's either or, it's no in-between. And what happened with me, I wind up, you know, learning my lessons, no in-between, and it's where I'm at today. I'm changed, you know, I don't really do what I used to do too much. I stay out of trouble, you know, so
yeah.
I just, you know, I got a girl and I got a baby, so I just have a family now, you know. Everybody has a wake-up call, and I got mine, so.
So now that you are on this path, and I'm so proud of you, Meech, because just thinking of how, like, we were when we was riding around in your Buick with no shocks on it.
No hair rest.
No bright plates. We was just wild, just young kids. Just seeing how you've completely turned it around. You're an amazing father. Like, we love seeing you with your daughter. And then seeing you obviously follow your passion of cooking. I'm super proud of you. And
thank you.
I'm,
really
like, cheering
that.
You on. That's why I was like, I got to get him up here. We got to talk about this. Because I want you to know that, like, the same way you took a picture of my business card, like, that's how I feel about this, where you are now with this cooking. Like, I just know I could just, I just see it. I just see, like, what it's going to turn into.
And that's what everybody say. Like, oh, they see it. I really mm-hmm. don't, because, like I say, I can keep making excuses for myself, but I'm not, you know, like, at first everybody was like, you need a menu, you need this, you need that. And it's like, I waste a lot of time, but at the same time, I cook all day, every day. So I always post a menu or whatever I wanted to cook. And a lot of people hit me up, you know, want to buy. Some people, sometimes they don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
but that's the game, you know. Until I get to where I'm going, I'm just going to continue to do it on my own. And eventually, you know, the clientele will come, and I get gain more experience as I keep going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning as I'm going every day, especially with this pop-up shop that I have coming up. I was really actually scared to do that. You know, I didn't really have the confidence to do that. But like I say, people keep pushing me, and I can always keep making excuses, but I know that I can't keep wasting time. So I signed up for it, know that I had a deadline to do it. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, I invested my money into it. And shout out to my cousin. She kind of told me about the event, and she kind of pushed me too. She like, you know, I'm pay for you to get into it. And
mm-hmm.
all you got to do is just cook, you know, pay for your food, come sell your food. And everything else is taken
care of. So that's March 15th?
March 15th.
And where, do you know the location? Where's the location?
It is on my phone that is currently dead.
Let's see. I can find the location.
But it's on 47th Street. It's, I believe the location is Bronx 47th. That is Event Hall.
It is, let's see, it's the Block Monopoly, Buying Back the Neighborhood, pop-up shop, March 15th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Bronze 47, that's 504 East 47th Street. So they can pull up. You'll be there from 1 to 6?
Or 1 to 6 or 1 to whenever I sell out.
Okay. And do you know what the menu is for that day already?
Which one on the menu?
Okay, so personally, I would love to try the salmon.
Okay, you on it? You get a Cajun, you get it grilled.
I like Cajun. I like all of that. So like any kind, I like my salmon any kind of way.
Okay.
I love Alfredo, but I want it really saucy.
Okay.
Okay. What else? Your lamb chops were fire. Oh my God, they were so good. Those were so good. So I mean. The steak you put. Look, go to his page right now. Follow him, Michi Cool Fresh on Instagram. Michi Cool Fresh, it's M-E-E-C-H-Y, Cool Fresh on Instagram.
Yes.
And he has, I'm telling y'all, let me just go down the timeline. He has some Alfredo with these. Now, yo, shrimp be so big.
See, that's what my girlfriend be saying. She's so like, why do you buy them big shrimp? And I'm like, it's presentation. Who wants little shrimp?
No, for real. Because that's the selling point. When you see these big old shrimp, you be like, oh, my God, I have to get some. So you have these huge shrimp. Your salmon looks amazing. The steak, oh, my God. So basically, can people leave their suggestions and that's what you'll consider for the menu?
I have a menu. I just want to see what you wanted.
Oh.
But the menu, I'm going to have all of it on the menu.
Oh, my God. Salmon, what is this? Oh, no, that's roast. Okay.
Yeah, but the menu is going to be pretty much mac and cheese.
Ooh.
I'm going to have a jerk mac and cheese, a seafood mac and cheese, and a jerk seafood mac and cheese. And I only use pepper jack cheese and white cheddar cheese. I'm not a fan of yellow cheddar cheese.
Okay.
So I may do a regular cheddar cheese one just for everybody else. You know, it's not for my taste since I'm trying to make money. So
right.
I'm going to do that. And then also I'm going to do Alfredo, a spinach Alfredo and a broccoli Alfredo.
Mm.
You can get that top with salmon, steak, chicken breast, or shrimp, or all three. You know, okay. It's going to cost, but, you know, we can make it happen. You can also put it into a pineapple bowl, which we may have. Well, no, we are going to have a pineapple bowl. And I will also have a watermelon bowl, which you can get stuff with either rice or Alfredo or mac and cheese. However you want it, we can do it. That's that's what I do. I do everything simple but out of the ordinary stuff that catches your eye.
Okay. So, well, and you will be there accepting cash, Cash App, Zelle.
Zelle, Cash App.
Okay.
CPNs, all that good stuff.
Okay, so make sure you guys go follow him at Michi Cool Fresh and pull up on him March 15th at the By the Block Back Neighborhood Pop-Up Shop that's going down at 504 East 47th Street from 1 to 6 p.m.
We got to do this again.
I mean, anytime you're ready, Meech.
After this event, I'm going to come back and tell y'all guys how it was.
I really wish he would lighten up and give y'all his real self today, but I'm going to let him be a professional and hopefully on the next episode you can get into the shenanigans of Kiki and Michi. But please support my friend. Go follow him right now at Michi Cool Fresh and pull up on him at the pop-up shop March 15th. Thank you, Meech.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing everybody, especially everybody that's in it. They've been wanting to try my food. Christine, come on out here. Talking about she want me to come to the suburbs. But I'm going to come to your house, Christine. I know you're going to be listening. So I'm going to come to your house and cook one day. And we're going to do it like that. We're going to make it happen.
Okay. As he pulls his beard comb out of his pocket.
I was trying to look for my parking pass. I think I'm out of time.
Oh, God. It's the Kickback with Kiki. Let me get Michi back to his car. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.